97.1 SoCal's FM talk station.
I'm officially intrigued and bored simultaneously.
My HD radio has iTunes tagging, which naturally begs the question, where's my flying car? I mean, weren't we all supposed to have flying cars by now? If I can hit a button on my HD radio when I hear a song I like, and it can tell my iPod to remember it so I can buy it later, why don't I have a flying car? What a jip.
iSonic iTunes tagging on HD radio. Get it at Best Buy. HD radio at HDradio.com. It's time to upgrade.
KLSX.
KLSX HD.
Los Angeles. SoCal's FM talk station.
97.1.
Home of the Adam Carolla Show morning.
Streaming online at 971freefm.com.
Blasting on air.
97.1.
97.1.
Free FM.
Powered by The Deal. Exploring the world of high-stakes poker with Shannon Elizabeth and Burt Reynolds.
It's time now for the Dr. Amron Show, sponsored by ExpertLiposuction.com. And now, here's the liposuction guru to the stars, Dr. David Amron with Carrie Kasem on 97.1 The FM Talk Station.
Hey everybody, welcome to Dr. Amron Separating Fat from Fiction. I am not Carrie Kasem, I apologize. I am Sam Phillips, filling in for the beautiful Carrie Kasem today, taking all your calls with Dr. David Amron, 520-9710, 888-520.
Now, this is the second time you're filling in.
Yes,
you were in
it is.
About a month ago, right?
Yes, I was.
That's right.
Carrie was in Egypt.
In Egypt. And do you know where she now is?
No.
Very sweet. She's going to, I believe it's Michigan, for her dad's 70-something birthday party. Yeah.
I read about
Casey
his
Kasem
birthday on LARadio.com.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
What an amazing man.
Amazing man.
How lucky to have him as a father.
And you know, he listens to the show every week, I heard, Carrie says, and kind of gives his feedback on things. That's so sweet.
That is really nice. Yeah. And I'm sure he tells Carrie it's a perfect show and she's doing a great job and that you're fantastic.
Thanks. Well, the first time we did the show, he actually called in while we were doing the show and just says, I got to tell you guys just sound great.
Oh,
and
wow.
And that was just so sweet, I thought.
He's such a classy man.
Yeah, he really
is. Wow.
And she's a great woman.
Yes, she is.
You know, Carrie really is a very well-rounded, cool person. She's
and
very
she
warm.
You here.
She's very grounded. She's very... you know, even though she's Casey Kasem's daughter, she has made her own thing, and I really respect that.
Yeah, and she's brought you to the station because you are her go-to guy for various different procedures.
Yes,
if she wants information, she talks to you.
Yeah, for about a year, like she says, that she would talk to me about, you know, Dr. Amron, David, go do a radio show, this and that, you should do it. I'm like, nah. Chris Anzalutos called me about 4 dozen times. I finally agreed to doing it. It's been good. It's been a lot of fun. I enjoy it.
We are so happy to have you here.
Thank you.
Okay, just to let you know a little bit about Dr. David Amron. He's a board-certified dermatologic surgeon. He's a fellow of the American Academy of Cosmetic Surgery. Entertainment Tonight calls Dr. Amron the guru of liposuction. He's done lipo for 14 years, which is the only major cosmetic surgery he does. He's an expert and a specialist. Dr. Amron has also been featured on the Discovery Channel, 60 Minutes, The Today Show with Katie Couric, and People Magazine, to name just a few of the cool things that he's been in. And you are a surgeon of integrity and passion.
Yes, I like to look at myself that way.
I feel that way about you. And you have a motto, stop choosing a technology, choose a great doctor.
Yes, that's true. I'm, you know, the show is about educating people, clarifying things. For a while each week I would try to go through ads that are out there and pick them apart, and I do it because I find many of them offensive and deceitful and dishonest, and we're going to go through about 10 of them today. And I just sat this morning with one of these papers that you pick up in the newsstand. You know, I drive by every week because I like going to see Blues,
right?
And grab this paper,
right?
And I'll illegally park my car, jump out, grab the paper,
I
have somebody honk behind
that.
You, right? And so I'm going to tear through a lot of these ads this week because, you know, advertising is an interesting thing. Many years ago, there was no advertising for medical things at all, and now it's just so common and so saturated and so popular. And I guess we've all come to accept it, but I think there's sophisticated ways to do it, and there's ways that are unsophisticated. And actually, as I look through this paper, I realized that actually these medical ads are some of the most deceitful, dishonest ads in the paper.
And they kind of scare me a little bit. And some of them, I just, they seem too good to be true, or they seem, I don't know, just so simple, like we've got the quick fix it for you.
Well, they fall into different categories. A lot of what's going on is that marketing for cosmetic procedures is making everything seem easier than it really is.
Right.
That's a common trend. A lot of these shows on television make things seem easier than it really is. A lot of these ads, as you'll see, are not about choosing the particular doctor. They're about choosing a facility or a group or a center or a medispa to get a procedure done. And the problem with that is that it's very procedure or machine driven. You're kind of choosing a machine and having it done by somebody there, or choosing a procedure and being assigned to a doctor instead of choosing the doctor, because, you know, so much of cosmetic surgery is really artistry. There is a big part of that. You know, I've always been, I guess, hesitant to say I'm an artist.
But you are.
But I am, and
you're
I guess I'm beginning
body,
to accept
dude.
That more and more and more. That there is a hell of a lot of artistry in cosmetic surgery, and it very much depends on who is doing the procedure. And so that's why it's so important to try to find your way to the right person and to try to find the truth in a lot of these things that are being represented, what is really truthful, what's really not, and to spend your time educating and learning and learning. And for the people listening to the show, I think it's a great thing because it's increasing your knowledge. And whether you're considering liposuction, which this show tends to center about, use a lot of the things that I'm trying to get across to critically evaluate any area of cosmetic surgery, whether you're going to consider getting Botox done or fillers done or other procedures. Again, really try to choose a doctor and not choose a technology. And that way you'll be completely evaluated and hopefully guided through the right procedure. But it's a very difficult thing. Like I've always said, it's difficult to find your way to the right person.
It sounds, you've said this before, I've heard you say this on the air, liposuction versus liposeduction.
Right.
What's
right.
the difference? It sounds like these ads are liposuction.
They're very seductive. And with regard to liposuction, there's all the stuff out there nowadays making it seem like it's better than liposuction. And I still call it liposuction. Another term is liposculpting. I mean, it sounds great. It's more, it sounds nicer, more artistic. It's still liposuction, but
right.
it's called liposeduction.
Liposculpting. Right.
But all
that
these
sounds like a little bit like what you do, because you do kind of sculpt the body. And to me, that evokes a thought of somebody who's awake and you're kind of sculpting, and you do your procedures under local anesthetic, which I find fascinating. I really do.
Well, it's true. I mean, it very much is sculpting. It's not just putting a tube in there and sucking fat out. And, you know, for quickly, for those viewers who have not listened to the show, I do this procedure under local anesthesia. I believe it's a far better way to do it. It's definitely much safer. There's never been a death with local anesthesia when done properly in 20 years. Under general anesthesia, about a 1 in 5,000 death rate.
Wow.
It's also a cleaner, gentler way to approach the procedure, much less bleeding, much faster healing. You walk at half an milliliter feeling great, 2-mile walk the next day. But the biggest advantage, like I keep on saying, is about patient positioning. Liposuction is about the only surgery I can think of where you want your patient moving.
Right.
Think about this. Almost every surgery, you want what you're working on not moving, just lying still so you can work on it. But liposuction is a contouring and sculpting procedure. You are using straight cannulas or instruments to contour curved areas of the body. So if you cannot get your patient in the proper position, you are poking or jabbing the muscle or the skin. If you're poking and jabbing the muscle, it hurts a lot afterwards. You're beating a person up. You're causing a lot more bleeding, a lot more trauma that's unnecessary. If you're poking and jabbing the skin, on the other hand,
you can make divots, can't you?
You're increasing the chance of uneven pullback of the skin, irregularities, indentations, divots, rippling, all the stuff that goes on. So it's important to stay only in the fat layer. And under local...
That's like a fine line to be able to work in.
It is really. It is a fine line. And especially if you're doing people who need very little done, they've got a thin fat layer, especially if they have a thin fat layer and mediocre skin tone, and you're going to do their inner thighs, and you're going to try to bring it down a little bit, you've got to be very, very meticulous. Now, if you really think about it, you're not really seeing so much what you're doing. It's not that. And you're not even... it's really essentially a blind contouring and sculpting procedure. So much of it is very tactile in terms of what you're feeling.
Right.
And going about your sculpting in a methodical, meticulous fashion and being very complete with it and trusting you've done it that way. It's sort of like moving through a haircut, like I've always said.
Right.
It's like a person that's really good at doing a haircut, they move through things without measuring everything necessary. They kind of just move through it in a very methodical, meticulous fashion, regardless of time, and a beautiful result is obtained. It's not about exactly what scissors they're using. Well, lipo's kind of the same way, too. So, you know, a lot of this newer technology, whether it's using laser lipo or vaser, which is ultrasonic lipo, I personally do not like because I lose a lot of the tactile feeling of the contouring and sculpting. When I start my liposuction, this will just go into technique very quickly a little bit. if you look at the, think of the fat as kind of the water in the ocean, and the sand down below at the bottom as the muscle, and the top of the water as being your skin, you're staying only in that water layer, that fat layer. And what I do is I start very deep in that water layer, the fat layer with
down on the bottom of the sand.
Exactly. I lay my cannula to begin with, and I'm using now a rounder cannula on the ocean bottom.
Right.
And I start my contouring, and I create my tunnels through the fat in different directions, and I sequentially move up in the fat layer. And as I get towards the surface...
You make this sound very sexy, by the way, Dr. Amron. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I really enjoy it.
No, you can tell.
And that's the other thing. I think most surgeons don't really enjoy liposuction. If you actually ask most cosmetic surgeons, lipos are least favorite procedure. They kind of look at it as grunt work. But there really is a lot of artistry with liposuction. And that's why, if it's not done well, it has the highest cosmetic... highest revision rate of any cosmetic surgery of about 1 in 1,000. Excuse me, 1 in 4. Mine's about 1 in 1,000.
Wow, 1 in 4.
So you've got to do everything to try to nail the result. So again, back to technique very quickly. As I'm moving up in the fat layer, when I get towards the surface, I switch over and use a very flat tip spatula cannula with a flat tip to it that I had designed, which allows me to kind of scrape the underneath part of this skin in a very controlled fashion to make sure my surface is completely smooth and even, and to have the best chance of even pullback of the skin. And then to go a step forward, you can control how much pullback of the skin you really want to get. So if lipo is done correctly, you get the skin to tighten and not become looser, but you've got to be very careful as you're scraping the underneath part of the skin. If you're dealing with a woman with very thin,
crepey
skin, you've got to be very conservative. Now, outside the show, before we began, you asked me about stretch marks.
Yes, I did.
Which is one of your homework questions. I said, come up with a few questions for me
this week. Yes, you did.
And I start to answer about stretch marks, you know, how I approach it with liposuction. If you're doing an area with stretch marks, you've got to be very conservative. As you start getting up higher in the fat layer, towards the skin. You better not scrape that skin very much. You're going to get uneven plaque skin and make the stretch marks worse. So you debulk the lower aspect of the fat and get the whole area to come down, but you have a lot of respect for that skin that has poorer elasticity. One of the worst things with liposuction is to be overly aggressive.
Right.
You know, every patient, or most patients say, Dr. Amron, remove as much fat as possible. I mean, just get it all out. Get out. And I always correct them and say, no, you've got to trust me to remove as much as I determine I should remove. You want to try to nail it. The goal is not to remove every fat cell. That is the most novice way of approaching liposuction. You will commonly have disastrous results. And I've seen it. I see a lot of women who come in with their skin, like in their inner thigh, literally fused to their muscle because the fat has been completely removed in the area. And that's a disaster. That's a very difficult, difficult type of surgery to revise.
I was going to say, can you fix that?
I can usually improve it, but it's very difficult. What I do is I'll try to loosen that up there and get the skin off of that muscle and then commonly do some fat transfer underneath. But the fat transfer doesn't always want to last very well because that skin wants to scar back down the muscle again. So it's a very difficult thing. So this goes back to what I always say. Try to nail it the first time. Don't be too conservative. You know, remove enough fat, but don't be too aggressive. And there's any choice, err on the side of being more conservative than being aggressive with liposuction because you can always go back and remove more if need be.
Right.
But if you're overly aggressive, you may many times have a permanent problem and disaster on your hands.
Well, no wonder Entertainment Tonight calls you the guru of liposuction because you know what you're talking about. And if people listening have any questions at all for Dr. David Amron regarding lipo, are you somebody that's considering it but you're afraid, you have fears, give us a call. Dr. Amron will answer all your questions. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. And also check out Dr. David Amron's website. That's www.expertliposuction.com. And also, if people call your office, Dr. Amron, are you giving away complimentary consultations?
Well, I hate to use the word giving away.
Okay.
And I hate, you know, that's why when Carrie says free consultations, I correct her and say it's complimentary. It just sounds a little, I don't want people to be price-driven by anything. That's one of the things with these ads. And I now do offer complimentary consultations because I like to educate and I like to evaluate and I like to guide people in terms of whether they're a good candidate or not. So right now I do offer complimentary consultations, and check it out. If you're a good candidate or not, we'll talk about it. But another thing I was going to say is about the website. I spent quite a bit of time putting together the website, and I feel good about it because there's a lot of good information on the website, and I really encourage people to go on the website and to begin your education learning about liposuction, you learn about my philosophy, and then just keep learning and learning and learning. Whenever I see people for consultation, the first question I ask them after I greet them is, say, did you happen to look at the website? And I like people to do their homework. The ones that have looked at the website, I feel are coming in with some working knowledge of the procedure and about all these different alternatives.
And also they're motivated patients. Don't you want like a motivated patient? Somebody that, you know.
Well, I think most patients coming in for consultation are motivated.
Right.
No, they're motivated. I just want them to be educated and motivated, okay?
Right.
I mean, the motivation is part of it, but I want them to learn so they'll really appreciate my approach to this procedure, my philosophy behind things. So as I start speaking, they get it very quickly. So what I've noticed over the years is that more of my patients are coming to and finding me through the web nowadays, and I see a lot of people from out of the town and even out of the country. I did a woman last week who was from Spain that searched and found me.
Wow.
And I like the patients who have found me through the website because they have researched, they have learned, they have gone to these chat rooms and educated themselves. And
I like to think that they have compared you to other people and have chosen you because you know, give the best information and they trust you.
Yeah, that's true. And I think that I actually like it when they've seen their surgeons because, you know, I want them to go through the process of things and take your time in terms of choosing somebody for cosmetic surgery. Like I've always said, nowadays people seem to spend more time researching what television to buy or what vacuum cleaner to buy than they do which cosmetic surgeon to choose. And that's a problem I have with a lot of these ads that we're going to go over after the break, which is in a couple of minutes, that they're not really about the physician themselves. It's about the procedure. And people are being very impulsive and just quickly deciding to do something. And that's not what it's about. So, you know, make sure you're seeing a good physician who's properly evaluating you. Even when you go to choose other things like Botox or other procedures, you know, it really is better to be evaluated by a good a cosmetic person and be guided with things. And again, not just say, I want to get Botox done, or I want to get Juvederm done, or I want to get this laser done. Go in and say, what do you think? And see if the doctor kind of gives you a good, complete evaluation like we talked about.
I opened up the Pandora's box before we came on air. I was like, doc, you know, look, I'm 42 years old. I think I'm pretty hot. I'm told all the time I'm pretty hot. I asked Dr. Amron, do I need anything done? I'm thinking he's not going to say anything. You had a laundry list of things. I'm like, oh my God, are you kidding me?
Well, I first started by saying you look really good.
Yes, you did.
I mean, I said your hair is a little darker.
Yes, and
it
said
suits
I had good bone
well.
Structure.
Yeah, well, you know, if you want, after the break, we'll go through all this stuff too.
Yeah.
You want to do that?
Yeah, sure.
All right, fine.
I would love for you to dissect
I'll
me.
I'll give you my objective opinion about where you are, what I see, what little improvements you can make in areas, what things you shouldn't do, what things can be preventative, and we'll do it in just a few minutes. And that's the way it should be. You know, when people come in asking for a particular thing, I ask them, would you mind if I took a couple minutes and gave you my opinions? Because I want to be complete. It's not about trying to sell them other things that I do. I just want to educate them. And I think almost everybody appreciates that.
Yes, they do. And thank goodness that you're here on air, Dr. David Amron. And we're taking all your calls, LA, 520-9710. Any question you have for Dr. David Amron, the guru of liposuction, 888-520-9710. Are you on the fence about getting a surgery and you have questions that you'd like answered? That's what we're here for. And also, check out www.expertliposuction.com. That's Dr. David Amron's website. And you can call the office for a complimentary consultation, 310-275-2467. Again, that number for Dr. David Amron, 310-275-2467. We're going to take a quick break on Dr. Amron's Separating Fat from Fiction. I'm Sam Phillips, along with Dr. David Amron. You're listening to 97.1 Free FM, the FM talk station.
You're listening to the Dr. Amron Show on 97.1, the FM talk station.
I said to myself, this affair.
97.1.
KLSX.
Free FM.
Hey, it's Carrie Kasem to tell you about liposuction expert Dr. David Amron. I bet you heard of Dr. Amron since he's been featured on CNN, Discovery Health, and all over the local news. He even did Danny Bonaducci's lipo. In fact, Entertainment Tonight called Dr. Amron Hollywood's guru of liposuction. And it's not just because he's got A-list celebs as clients. It's because he is the expert. Give him a call at 310-275-2467. As a board-certified surgeon, Dr. Amron uses his mastery as an artist and his medical training to recontour a patient's all-over body shape. He believes that lipo's not an easy weight loss fix. It's about balancing your proportions and making you look the very best you can. If you're thinking about lipo, there's only one doctor I've trusted for the last 8 years, Dr. David Amron. To look your very best, call Dr. Amron at 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467.
Hey, this is Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, and Friday, May 2nd, we're going to be at Tijuana's Long Bar in Irvine, off the 5 and Sand Canyon.
That's right. We're celebrating a Fiesta Friday to kick off Cinco de Mayo weekend. Se habla español, amigo?
Sí, un poquito. So how do you say shut your yap, you unfunny lesbian?
Don't miss Frosty, Heidi, and Frank's Fiesta Friday live broadcast from 10 to 2. Then Danny Bonaducci will be 12-stepping through his show live from 2 to 3.
This is so cool. I finally feel like part of the...
Sorry, we're running out of time.
Powered by Squirt, the authentic thirst quencher. Coming soon, Squirt Citrus Power. Available at participating 7-Eleven. 97.1, Irvine's FM talk station.
You know the old chestnut, together we can move mountains? What a useless phrase. We don't need to move any mountains. Mountains should stay put. In fact, we should probably be working together to not move mountains. Let's think of some better phrases. Ones that don't imply that being successful means devastating the landscape. How about something like, together we can move mountains of trash that have piled up near the old docks. Or maybe, together we can drink these two beers I just suddenly got. Or how about simply share the good? That one's nice. And guess what? It works perfectly with delicious bottles of Heineken Premium Light. Now you've got a hot new phrase, a couple of icy cold Heineken Premium Lights, and a new friend to drink with. It's like killing three birds with one mountain. Heineken Premium Light. Share the good.
Enjoy Heineken Light responsibly. Heineken Premium Light Lager Beer, Heineken USA Inc., White Plains, New York. Visit sharethegood.com.
Welcome to the You Should Know Minute, brought to you by Nissan. Things you should know about Nissan's newest crossovers. Things other cars like Toyota and Honda don't want you to hear. You should know. The Nissan Rogue has an available Bose sound system and Nissan Intelligent Key keyless entry and ignition, neither of which can be found on the CR-V or RAV4. And the Nissan Murano will take you further on a tank of gas than the Honda Pilot or Toyota Highlander. You should also know it's a great time to buy. The innovative Nissan Rogue starts at just $20,175, and the all-new Nissan Murano starts at just $27,075. Visit your Nissan dealer today and experience Nissan quality. 391 miles per tank for 09 Murano versus 327 for 08 Pilot and 346 for 08 Highlander based on 08 EPA fuel economy estimates. Actual mileage may vary. MSRP for 08 Rogue S front-wheel drive and 09 Murano S front-wheel drive includes $745 destination charge. Excludes tax, title, and license. Dealer sets actual price. 97.1.
If you could increase the effectiveness of your brain, would you do it? If you could discover an easy way to make your brain smarter, stronger, and faster for absolutely no cost at all, would you do it? Well, now you can by requesting a powerful free demo of IQ from Infinite Mind. Right now, when you call, we'll send you an absolutely free demo showing you how easy it is to increase your brain power in as little as 7 minutes. It's called IQ, and it will unleash your mind. Not only that, but you'll be able to read up to 1,000% faster, allowing you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. To increase the effectiveness of your brain in 7 minutes for free, call 1-800-600-5971. What have you got to lose? It only takes 7 minutes. It increases the speed and efficiency of your brain, and you can try it out absolutely free. Call now to get your free demo. Call IQ at 1-800-600-5971. That's 1-800-600-5971.
Tales from a Business Trip.
Welcome to the Chandler Park Suites. We hope you enjoy your stay. Press menu.
So there you sit on a bed in an airport hotel. You got stuck in traffic, and you arrived at the airport to find your only flight home is the next morning. Welcome not home. Dinner will be a cylinder of potato chips and a $13 jar of cashews, followed by an evening of dealing with a thermostat that seems to only have two settings, ice maker or toaster oven. You wake up, sweaty and frostbitten, and shower with a bar of soap the size of a baby's tooth. And after your shower, bonus, you get to put on the same clothes you're wearing right now. Or if you were on Alaska Airlines, you would have been on your way home. With 15 hourly nonstops a day between LAX and Seattle, a total of 54 daily nonstops from the LA area to Seattle and Portland, you're not late for your flight, just early for the next one. That's a lot. That's Alaska Airlines' Westmost schedule. Check it out, and Alaska's remarkably low fares at alaskaair.com.
Why do people come from everywhere to buy their Honda from DCH Gardena Honda?
We can't say enough good things about DCH Gardena Honda. The selection is amazing, and I was able to find the exact car I wanted for a really low price at DCH Gardena Honda. You have to call 800-USA-HONDA today.
This month only, lease a 2008 Honda Accord LX sedan with automatic for only $168 per month. $168 per month plus tax.
It's no wonder why DCH Gardena Honda is one of Southern California's leaders in car sales this year.
Come in for a test drive at DCH Gardena Honda this month and you'll get a free HD radio valued at $200 while supplies last. DCH Gardena Honda has won the J.D. Powers and Associates Retailer Award for Customer Satisfaction from 2003 to 2007, 5 years in a row. DCH Gardena Honda is conveniently located between L.A. and Orange County, right off the 110 freeway at Redondo Beach Boulevard. Call 800-USA-HONDA. Call 800-USA-HONDA. 2008 Honda Accord LX sedan for $168 per month plus tax, 36-month lease, $3,995 drive-off on approved credit, zero security deposit, 12,000 miles per year, expires 4/30/08.
Need new tires? Some of the season's lowest prices are available now at Just Tires. This week, we've got all tires on sale. Hurry in for great deals on popular brands like Goodyear, Dunlop, Michelin, and more. Remember, Just Tires installs new tires in 30 minutes or less, guaranteed. And we've got the lowest prices in town, guaranteed. All tires on sale, right now at Just Tires. Call 1-800-TIRES-FAST or go to JustTires.com for more information. It's just that easy.
Tonight, demons from Dexter's past come crashing in.
He had to be planning a splashy return, but a crime scene just for me.
New Dexter, CBS Tonight.
The Valley's FM talk station, 97.1 Free FM.
If you have a question for Dr. Amron, give him a call at 888-520-9710. Now, back to the Dr. Amron Show on 97.1, the FM talk station.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Sam Phillips, along with Dr. David Amron, the show separating fat from fiction. I'm filling in for Carrie Kasem today. We're taking all your calls about liposuction. Whatever your question is, Dr. David Amron's here to answer that question. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. And may I encourage you to check out Dr. Amron's website at www.expertliposuction.com. We had some calls during the break of people that just wanted to call your office, Dr. Amron, for the complimentary consultation. So let me give out that number again. Grab your pens and papers, pull out your cell phones, and punch this number in. 310-275-2467. Again, that number, let me do it again, Dr. Amron, 310-275-2467.
You know, I'm seeing more and more people from that have been listening to the show, and they're such nice people. I mean, they come in and are honored to meet me and this and that, but they're really, really sweet people. And this woman I saw last week said, my husband sits and listens to your show every week. And I was just really very touched by that, because that's really what I want to go on. And I want to hopefully increase the listenership of this show, people that really tune in every week and hopefully
resonate with stuff I'm saying. By you. And
right.
Then, you know, they might not call you the first week. They might listen to you for a couple of weeks and they might be on the fence about, you know, getting a liposuction procedure. And then listening to you, you're so honest, you're so passionate. You know what you're talking about. Entertainment Tonight calls you the guru of liposuction. So clearly you are the best at what you do.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you hear you a couple of times and you're like, wow, that guy's really solid. Let me give him a call.
Well, I'm trying to speak the truth with things. I try to do what I do very, very well. If what I say resonates with people and they're interested in stuff I do, great. I mean, come and see me. I think it's a good thing. I'll do my best to provide the best service to you because this is my job. But, you know, that's what it's all about. You know, I'm not driving people to come see me. I'm driving people to listen to the show.
And just get the information before you make any kind of a decision.
So I listened to your show last night for the first time. It's very good.
Oh, the Single Life.
You're so good.
Thank you.
Yeah, it seems like a great show. And then I actually was going to go out and check out some blues. It was about 10 o'clock at night, and I'm saying, should I go? Should I not go? So I jumped in my pool for a late night swim.
Right.
And then went up to my room and got in bed with my gal and my little 16-month-old daughter and started falling asleep. But my little baby, Ariel, had fallen asleep. And then we're watching television, and we tuned into, you know, flipping through the guide, tuned into HBO, and on was the show Real Sex, which I'd seen once before.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And, but it's been a while since I've seen it, and it was, you know, very kind of shocking in ways.
Was it graphic?
It was, yeah, it was very graphic.
Yeah.
I mean, more graphic than I remember, and there was this whole thing called, they had a flirt Flirt Fest, they called it.
Ooh.
Where, I mean, it was not flirting. I mean, flirting is flirting. This was not flirting. This was sex. And we're asking ourselves, like, what are we going to do? I mean, when Ariel starts getting older, we got to put those blocks on our television because there's no way we want her watching this stuff.
Right.
But it seems like that's the way things are going nowadays. Like, a little bit of loss of innocence. You know, less and less innocence with time.
Yes, that's very true.
And I guess it'll transition into what I'm going to do next, which is start tearing apart some of these ads that are out there, because I think that they're not innocent and they're not sophisticated and they're downright deceitful
and offensive
and
to you.
And offensive to me because, and this is just about liposuction, because this is my passion. It's the one procedure I specialize in. I take a lot of pride and integrity and do my best with it. And I don't like misinformation, or especially when things are representing themselves or misrepresenting themselves as being better than the way I take pride in doing this procedure and making it seem like it's easier. It cheapens things, and that upsets me. And that's probably the main reason I agreed or now want to continue doing this show.
Wait, before you tear through the ads, I know that you said that you would tear through my face as well. So after the ads, please do my face. But before both of those, I had two quick questions.
Yes.
Since we're talking about liposuction and everybody listening could be potentially considering having this procedure, what is the number one liposurgery for men? Like, say, give me the top three that guys would come into
for
your office.
For men?
Yeah.
I would say the number one area for men is their flanks, which is also known as, you would call it, their love handles.
Oh, right.
So that lower back area above their butt on the sides that becomes full with time. That's the number one area.
But okay, people, so guys with love handles,
yes.
I'm just, you know, curious. Are you? I kind of dig them. I like a man with a little bit of meat that I can grab onto, but that's just me. But I can understand that if you're in shape, you work out, you pride yourself in your body, and the one area for the guys that they cannot lose the fat on is that love handle area. So I can see why that would bother somebody.
Right. Well, you know, lipo, like I keep on saying, is all about creating proper balance and proportion. So it should always be targeting only areas that are genetically disproportionate, areas you are storing too much fat that you can never really lose with diet and exercise. Another way to put it is when I see somebody and I determine that they can lose those areas or be in perfect balance or proportion without liposuction, I don't do them, even if they're overweight, because it has nothing to do with being overweight as far as I'm concerned. It's about targeting stubborn areas. Now, the lower back or flank or love handle area is an interesting area. It's an area on my website I call gravitationally prone. So what I mean by that is that certain areas of the body are not just full because there's excess fat there, but also with time, things start to sag and settle.
Like a man's gut?
The gut is also gravitationally prone, and the neck and the male chest. So really, you know, for men, most of the areas that I target with liposuction are areas I determine to be gravitationally prone. They tend to drop with time. Not all areas of the body are. The calves and ankles aren't. They're not gravitationally prone. The upper outer thighs, the saddlebag area in women, is again not really gravitationally prone. But
really, I think mine's hanging.
I feel like
my inner thighs.
Okay, inner thighs.
Because I'm 42, and I do see a difference in my skin.
Okay, but that's inner thighs. Oh, listen, everything tends to get a little bit looser, and that's another big important point, separating this idea of fat versus flab. You know, when you grab areas and shake it around, you want to label it as fat, but many times it's just flab. It's looser muscle and skin, and you've got to determine, well, how much is just looser muscle and skin, and how much is really fat? So when people come in, they just grab a whole bunch of stuff and they shake it around.
And they're like, Doc, look, can you remove all of this for me?
That's right, like what you're grabbing now.
Yeah, but mine is skin.
That's right. Now, if you do a small pinch, just to educate those listeners out there, if you want to determine in yourself, is an area fat or is it just flab, don't grab a big hunkful. Don't take a big, like a caliper with your hand and shake it around. Take a thin pinch under the skin, because what you're trying to assess is a layer of fat under that area of skin. Let's say it's a 1-inch area of skin.
Right.
How thin is the layer of fat there? And many times you need to be kind of trained in terms of how to pinch. So if you're going to pinch, let's say your flank area, your side, if you grab a big handful, that's not the way to do it.
Right.
Many times you can kind of put your arms above your head, lean over to one side, and grab the opposite side, and see if you're really pinching.
Yeah.
No, see, that's the wrong side.
Okay.
Grab the opposite side.
The one that's stretched.
Right.
Okay.
Can you feel much fat there?
No.
No, because you probably don't have much fat there, but lean over the other way now, Sam, to the right. Now grab a whole bunch.
That's funny. It's like a big hunk.
Right.
But that's skin.
That's
but
exactly
that's skin.
Right. You didn't just all of a sudden gain weight or fat in that area. And
Very
that's the sort
point.
Of thing I go through in my evaluation within every area I do.
That is a great point.
And that has to be gone through. And another thing is when you're being evaluated for lipo, the surgeon, you better make sure he's having you stand there basically with very little clothing on, evaluating your whole body to determine where you are in or out of proportion and only targeting those areas. Otherwise, he can then throw you out of balance of proportion because maybe you've just gained 20 pounds of weight. So the evaluation is the first step in getting a great result with liposuction. It's not only just the technique itself. It's a proper evaluation, like with every cosmetic surgery.
If you guys have any questions at all for Dr. David Amron, this is a show separating fat from fiction. You give us a call, 520-9710. I'm Sam Phillips, filling in for Carrie Kasem, 888-520-9710. Okay, so the flanks for guys.
The flanks for guys is a common area. I would say the abdomen is also very common, too, for men, the upper and lower abdomen. The male chest,
gynecomastia,
or male boobies, whatever you want to call it, is another common area. And that area is very gravitationally prone. If you've got fullness there, it tends to drop and drop and drop. So it's better to get that done early. Then lastly, the neck is a very common area. The neck is a great area to do for men because if you don't catch it early, it drops and drops and drops and drops. And then it gets too loose to only do lipo. And then your options become limited. Then your only option begins to be
a facelift,
a surgical lifting procedure.
Right.
So on many men, catching that area early, you know, in their 30s, 40s, sometimes early 50s, depends on a man's skin tone, helps a lot with not only making it look better in the short term, but as time goes by, it stays better. So in the short term, if you're doing an area that's gravitationally prone, yes, it's going to look a lot better.
Right.
But the bigger difference begins to be with time, comparing that area having done lipo versus not having done lipo. Because if you haven't done lipo, it's going to drop and drop and drop and drop more. But if you do lipo, it's not only going to reduce the fat, but it will tuck up and stay tucked up in that area. I went to a little barbecue, a child's birthday party yesterday, and the host of it, I noticed, was a guy in his 40s, very attractive guy, who had fullness in his neck. And I just noticed that he really needs to and better do lipo. Otherwise, it's going to drop and he's going to buy himself a facelift earlier.
Would you give your expert opinion when you meet somebody like that? Like, would you, like, if you really, 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 really thought that they could benefit, like, wow, that's a really...
You know, it's a touchy thing. You've got to read people well.
I would just
you know,
say, hey,
it's not
I'm
about
a,
trying
I'm
to get
surgeon.
Them to see me.
Right.
I want to guide them and right. I want to educate, you know, and maybe let them know, you know, the options so that they're, with time, you know, hopefully they will not lose any options.
Right.
But you got to read the person well and maybe try to educate the right time.
Gotcha. Okay, we have to take a quick break here on Dr. Amron's show, Separating Fat from Fiction, taking all your calls. Ladies and gentlemen, 520-9710. This is the guru of liposuction, 888-520-9710. And check out Dr. David Amron's website. It's www.expertliposuction.com. And if you'd like a complimentary consultation with the great doc, Dr. David Amron, just call his office. It's 310-275-2467. I'm going to give it to you again, 310-275-2467. I just got the point of that song, I've Got You Under My Skin.
Just now, huh?
It just finally hit me.
Yeah,
oh, my God. And you said I was quick earlier? Damn, I feel slow. All right, we're going to take a quick break. I'm Sam Phillips, filling in for the beautiful Carrie Kasem. She'll be back next week with Dr. David Amron. You're listening to 97.1 Free FM, the FM talk station.
You're listening to the Dr. Amron Show on 97.1, the FM talk station.
97.1 KLSX Free FM.
Hey, it's Carrie Kasem to tell you about liposuction expert Dr. David Amron. I bet you heard of Dr. Amron since he's been featured on CNN, Discovery Health, and all over the local news. He even did Danny Bonaducci's lipo. In fact, Entertainment Tonight called Dr. Amron Hollywood's guru of liposuction. And it's not just because he's got A-list celebs as clients. It's because he is the expert. Give him a call at 310-275-2467. As a board-certified surgeon, Dr. Amron uses his mastery as an artist and his medical training to recontour a patient's all-over body shape. He believes that LiPo's not an easy weight loss fix. It's about balancing your proportions and making you look the very best you can. If you're thinking about LiPo, there's only one doctor I've trusted for the last 8 years, Dr. David Amron. To look your very best, call Dr. Amron at 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467.
Are you a business owner who needs to build a new facility on a tight budget? Well, I'll let you in on a little secret. A secret conventional construction companies don't want you to know. You can save yourself an unbelievable amount of time and money with a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. Not only that, you can find out how for free. For your valuable free information, just call 1-800-900-8738. Learn how an Anthem Steel building not only saves you time and money, it's also fully customizable. Choose the size you want. Even choose the look of brick, stacked stone, or rock. And you won't believe how much you can save over conventional construction. This is information traditional construction companies would like to keep secret. But if you need to build a new facility, you need to know how much you can save with a sturdy, pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. To see this valuable free information for yourself, call now. 1-800-900-8738. That's 1-800-900-8738. 1-800-900-8738.
Hey, it's Carrie Kasem to tell you about liposuction expert Dr. David Amron. I bet you heard of Dr. Amron since he's been featured on CNN, Discovery Health, and all over the local news. He even did Danny Bonaducci's lipo. In fact, Entertainment Tonight called Dr. Amron Hollywood's guru of liposuction. And it's not just because he's got A-list celebs as clients. It's because he is the expert. Give him a call at 310-275-2467. As a board-certified surgeon, Dr. Amron uses his mastery as an artist and his medical training to recontour a patient's all-over body shape. He believes that lipo's not an easy weight loss fix. It's about balancing your proportions and making you look the very best you can. If you're thinking about lipo, there's only one doctor I've trusted for the last 8 years, Dr. David Amron. To look your very best, call Dr. Amron at 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467. And remember, check out Dr. David Amron's Body Talk 12 to 1 every Sunday right here on 97.1, the FM Talk Station.
Each year, the drunk driving penalties are getting tougher. If you, your loved ones, or your friends ever get arrested for a DUI, you need attorneys who concentrate in representing people arrested for a DUI. This is Top Gun DUI defense attorney Miles L. Berman. Look, getting a DUI can happen to anyone. As a matter of fact, our clients come from all walks of life. We know how to help save our clients' driver's licenses, their jobs, their reputations, and their freedom. With so much at stake, wouldn't you want to be protected? Don't assume you have to plead guilty. Call 888-4-TOP-GUN. We have offices in Los Angeles, Orange, and Ventura counties. The law offices of Top Gun DUI defense attorney Miles L. Berman represent people arrested for DUI throughout the Southland, both in court and with the DMV. Call 888-4-TOP-GUN. That's 888-4-TOP-GUN. Call 888-4-TOP-GUN. Or visit our website at TopGunDUI.com. Because friends don't let friends plead guilty.
There's an oil shortage in America that's threatening the very health of our country. I'm talking about fish oil. We're not giving our bodies enough of it. And meanwhile, Americans are suffering from heart conditions in record numbers. But there is something you can do to help protect yourself for free. Call right now for your free bottle of Omega Berry Fish Oil. 1-800-400-8813. The Advanced Omega Berry formula has up to 3 times the strength of ordinary fish oil, so you get the maximum benefits for the health of your heart and your skin, joints, and memory. Plus, it's the only fish oil formula that also gives you the powerful energizing antioxidants from berries. Experience the miracle of fish oil for yourself. Do it for your heart, your joints, your skin, and your memory and focus. And do it for free. Try it before you buy it. Call now to find out how to get your free bottle of Omega Berry Fish Oil. 1-800-400-8813. That's 1-800-400-8813. 1-800-400-8813.
Do you have credit card debt? Is it difficult just making your minimum payments? Are you tired of the harassing calls? Call the Financial Future Network and settle your accounts for less than you owe. The call is free, confidential, and there's no obligation. Enjoy the freedom of debt-free living. One simple call can eliminate your debt in in a fraction of the time and for less than you owe. It's simple, secure, and smart. Stop the harassing calls, legally reduce your debt, and lower your monthly payments. Call now, 800-222-8518. Get a low monthly payment that fits your budget. That's 800-222-8518.
More variety and new music for free on your FM dial. That's what HD Radio is all about. New channels are already on the air. To start getting them, you need an HD Radio receiver from your favorite electronics store. Just go to HDRadio.com for details. HD Radio. Discover it.
Hey, and how about discovering Las Vegas? Get yourself a complimentary 3-day, 2-night couples getaway in the Las Vegas. For complimentary hotel accommodations, just call right now. 888-70-VEGAS. That's 888-70-VEGAS.
This riveting piece of FM talk is powered by the Hyundai Dollars and Sales event. Hurry to your Southern California Hyundai dealer today and do something smart with your money.
Live from the Miller Lite Lounge, this is 97.1 KLSX, Free FM.
If you have a question for Dr. Amron, give him a call at 888-520-9710. Now, back to the Dr. Amron Show on 97.1, the FM talk station.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Dr. David Amron's show, Separating Fat from Fiction. I'm Sam Phillips, filling in for the beautiful Carrie Kasem. She'll be back next week. We're taking all your calls on liposuction, 520-9710. Any question that you have for the great doc, Dr. David Amron, live in studio, 888-520-9710.
So you got the meaning of that song, Under My Skin.
Yes.
And why it was chosen.
Yes.
And it really is true. It's like, you know, when you're choosing a surgeon, at least for liposuction, he's kind of got you under your skin.
Yes, he does.
And you're putting your trust in him that he's going to do the best job under your skin of giving you the best result. And that's why it's important to find the right person. Okay, I'm going to take control here. And in about 7 minutes, I think we got left, we're not going to take callers, unfortunately. I'm going to try to zip through a couple things. I'm going to try to zip through these ads. And I've got about 10 of them. Boom, boom, boom. And then we're going to try to zip through your face in about a minute and a half.
That's hilarious.
And I'm going to show, you know, people ask me when you're sitting across the table, you know, and you look at somebody, are you kind of, you know, picking them apart? And you're not, but, you know, very quickly your eye goes to things that improvements could be made on. And we'll try to do that very quickly with you because you asked about it, right?
Yes, I sure did. I asked you in your expert opinion, what would you do to my face? Okay, before you get into that, let me just give out your website and your phone number. Because, you know, as we're wrapping up, I would like to get that information out. If you'd like to meet with Dr. David Amron, I'm telling you, there is no other surgeon that would do liposuction as competently, as adequately, as passionately, as honestly as this man. You're in expert caring hands. So check out his website. It's www.expertliposuction.com. And if you'd like a complimentary consultation with Dr. David Amron, all you need to do is pick up that phone and call 310-275-2467. Again, that number, write it down, 310-275-2467. Okay, tear through me.
Call now. That's what it sounds like a little bit. Anyway.
Well, you know, I do want people to call you, Dr. Amron, and I know that you don't do the show to drive people into your office. You do it to educate and inform the public, which I think is a great service, and we really appreciate you having a show here on 97.1.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, here we go. This is from, I'll just say this, from the LA Weekly this last week. And, you know, I just went through this morning and just yanked out about 8 or 10 ads. And virtually all of them I find to be, I have problems with. Questionable. And I actually have something announcing the show in this week's LA Weekly also, because I want to drive people to listen to the show. But anyway, with regard to these ads, these are the problems I have. A lot of them, this first one's by a plastic surgery specialists, a group that's marketing and advertising for many procedures, Botox, Restylane, photofacials, liposuction, breast reduction, gastric banding, foot surgery.
Wow.
Has a big 800 number and 0% financing, se habla español, and they have facilities everywhere, Beverly Hills, Oxnard, Pasadena, Valencia, Thousand Oaks. You know, again, companies own these groups or groups of doctors, and it's more about driving people into them, and they're very price-driven. And there's no problem with people trying to get the best price on things, but, you know, I don't put prices out because I don't want people choosing me for my price. I want them to choose me because they trust me, and if my price is agreeable, and it really, my prices are very fair because I want people to be happy with my service, great, but don't be just choosing something based on a price. This is not buying a washer and dryer or a television set.
Yeah, you're not getting a good deal with a sale.
Right. Again, another ad here, laser beauty specialists. And this, again, advertises everything. Restylane, liposuction, gives all the prices for liposuction, 0% financing. They advertise a piece called Ultra Liposuction, which I have no idea what it is, Ultra Liposuction. But again, these are the sort of things to be careful of.
And you're the guru of liposuction. See?
Another cosmetic surgical group advertising cosmetic surgery at affordable prices. I mean, affordable prices are great, but again, don't choose it on that. Vaginoplasty, labioplasty, facelifts, eyebrow surgery, body sculpting. I also think a trend of the future is to find a specialist in each area that really excels in terms of that procedure.
They have experts in the furthermost and the bottommost areas there.
A new no-needle mesotherapy lipodissolve system, which I've talked about in the past in terms of how injections really will never take the place of liposuction, which really bothers me about the next ad. Lipodissolve, better than liposuction. This really upsets me. Because it's not FDA approved, it will never be better than liposuction. It's alluring, it's liposuction in terms of being seemingly easier than it really is. It's by a weight loss medical spa that's advertising for this.
And what about those spas that do these procedures?
Well, I've talked about that also. I think that, again, you've got to be very careful. I really don't like the idea of medical spas that much. I think that they extend beyond what they should be necessarily doing. I think facials and massages and this and that are fine in certain treatments, but when you're starting to get into injectables in medical spas or they're combining it with surgery, it's a little bit
iffy.
What I call horizontal in terms of care, not just vertical.
Right.
Cosmetic Rejuvenational Medical Center, again, advertising all these procedures, very price-driven ad. Lipo laser, whatever the heck that is. Maybe it's smart liposuction, I'm not sure. Although 12 sessions for a certain amount of money, so that's not... really, that's what that is.
Wow.
Another medical institute advertising. They're board-certified plastic surgeons. There's a specialist in liposuction who has an ad where he puts all-inclusive pricing, immediately removes up to 2 gallons of fat at one time. Well, this is really, you know, I have a problem with this for a number of reasons. First of all, this is past the safe upper limits of liposuction.
That's
been well defined by plastic surgeons and derm surgeons.
What's the limit that you can take out?
5 liters is a safe upper limit. So 2 gallons is about 8 liters. It's past the safe upper limit. And it sounds great because, well, just remove as much fat as possible. This guy removes up to 2 gallons. First of all, like I said, it's not about what a good result is about, just removing as much fat as possible. And that's what he's trying to appeal to.
Wow.
He also says no scarring. Well, that's not really accurate because
although you have
very minimal scarring and my nicks are so small, you cannot really say no scarring. That's not really an accurate statement. And then drive yourself home. This is a problem because patients are undergoing a surgical procedure still, even though it's under local anesthesia. Many times I know they are getting some relaxing medications.
Yeah, like Valium
or something. Not safe to drive home, not only for the person, but if that person's a little bit inebriated from the medication.
They can hurt other people.
They can hurt other people, right. So that's not what I find cool. And within the safe guidelines, we all have to function within safe guidelines. And this is outside the safe guidelines.
You know what? I would be so confused if I wanted liposuction and I picked up one of these newspapers and I went through 10 pages of these ads. I wouldn't know who to choose.
Well, you know, I hope that people can just
this is why
learn
you're on the
and
air.
Educate and listen to shows hopefully like this. I don't know if there's really others really quite like this. And just learn. Get on the internet, but spend some time before you decide on a procedure. Okay, very quickly, I said I'm gonna go through your face. And let's try to do this, okay? We've got about a minute or two left, and... Okay, 2 minutes left. Thanks, Gilbert. And, you know, very quickly, you can make an evaluation of things. But I think what I'm trying to get across, when people go to see a doctor and want one thing, I think it's good for that doctor to take some time and to make a game plan and to educate yourself and educate the patient what's going on and what the options are. And it's not about trying to maximize the number of procedures a person is doing at that time, but it's prioritizing things and approaching it in a complete way. So, Sam, in your case, very quickly, like I said, you've got beautiful facial structure.
Thank you.
Your face is very symmetrical. It's broken into basically one-third, 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 like we talked about.
Is that normal?
Yes. That's ideally, I guess if you talk about ideals, a little bit better. What you have going, you've got beautiful skin, you've got a beautiful bone structure, you've got a beautiful jawline. It's going to be many years till you have problems in that area. Your skin is a little bit uneven in terms of tone, from a little bit of sun damage and a little bit of mild rosacea. That's why you're a little pinker in the middle part of your face.
Could it not be because I was out in the sun?
Well, that's part of it.
Right, okay.
But your main issue is really you don't have a lot of expression lines. I don't really see much in terms of your forehead or the area between your eyebrows around your eyes. So Botox, as far as I'm concerned, is kind of a waste of money at this point. Your issues are primarily a gravitational issues where you're getting a little bit of settling of your eyebrows, the upper eyelid skin.
Mm-hmm.
You're losing a little volume in the upper middle part of the cheek, and the cheek is becoming a little flatter in that area, and you're getting what we call a tear trough in the lower eyelid area. Sorry. That can be improved with fillers like Radius or Juvederm. Excuse me, not Radius, Restylane or Juvederm, or sometimes fat even. Fat can be a very good area.
What if I took fat out of like my ass and put it into...
Well, or other areas. If you're candid for liposuction, I think fat trans is a great way to go.
Right.
And that's really about it. I mean, you've got a great jawline. Typically, women will lose volume in the lower lateral part of their cheeks and get downturning of the mouth. You don't have that at all.
That's because I smile all the time.
No, I don't think it's just from that. Honestly, it's from your good genes.
Oh,
that's,
wow.
That's the main reason.
I can thank my mother for
that. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So that's a quick little rundown. But okay. Yes, very quickly, you know, an assessment can be made. The surgeon should take his time to do that and guide you. Got it?
I love you, dude.
Thanks.
I love you so much. Thank you for letting me sit here filling in for the beautiful Carrie Kasem. If anybody would like a complimentary consultation with Dr. David Amron, I am encouraging you to do that immediately. Just pick up the phone and call 310-275-2467. He'll be as kind and compassionate and honest and caring with you as he just was with me. And check out his website, www.expertliposuction.com. Let me give you his number one more time, 310-275-2467. Again, I got to do it. 310-275-2467. Dr. David Amron, thank you so very much.
Enjoy
for
the day. I'm going to go for a swim because it's very hot outside.
Oh, lucky you. And I'm going to be hanging out here at the station and be on Cracking Down on Pain 4 to 5 p.m. right here on 97.1 Free FM. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day. Dr. David Amron, I will see you around.
This is the Dr. Amron Show on 97.1, the FM talk station.
Southern California's FM talk station.
97.1,
Free FM.